So it's bad enough right now that the Democrats pretty much dominate the state of Maryland in the General Assembly. Of course, Republican Governor Hogan is in the State House, but it's pretty much a foregone conclusion of whatever the Democrats want, they get, based on the numbers in Annapolis. To add insult to injury, in some jurisdictions here in Maryland, Tacoma Park comes to mind, there may be a few others, illegal aliens are allowed to vote in local, municipal, city council elections, mayoral elections, and the like. And now Republican Senator Brian Simonaire of Anne Arundel County has introduced Senate Bill 883. Senate Bill 883 prohibits any person illegally in our country from being granted voting privileges in the state of Maryland. He says there are 9 jurisdictions in Maryland that allow non-citizens the right to vote. And through intent or omission, 7 of those jurisdictions include voting rights to those illegally in our country. So they're going to hold a hearing this Thursday in the Capitol, in Annapolis. And again, what you need to do is to contact Senator Brian Simonaire and tell him about your support. And I'll give you the phone number here in just a second and the email address. And again, he's asking that you send an email or call the office to voice your support for his legislation. I am voicing my support right now for this legislation. I think it's important that we have only citizens of the United States, citizens that are here in the state of Maryland. People that are here illegally in our country should not have the right to vote in any election, federal, state, city, or otherwise, period. They're lawbreakers. So here's Senator Simonaire's number, 410-841-3658. That's 410-841-3658. Or you can email him at brian.simonaire, S-I-M-O-N-A-I-R-E, at senate.state. All right? And we'll post that on our website here with Nino Mangione, our social media director, so that if you didn't hear that, I didn't have time to jot it down. But I think it's a great bill. I'm wholeheartedly behind it, Frank. That I don't think anybody who's in the country illegally should vote in any election.
I don't either. I mean, statewide or, you know, as far as local elections are concerned, and certainly in federal elections, meaning the presidency and members of Congress and the U.S. Senate. But we have people in this country who are not legal, who are not only voting, but they're getting tax refunds with extended families numbering sometimes a couple of dozen or more that still live in Mexico. I brought this up the other day. We first talked about it a couple of years ago. That still goes on. That begs the question again. You know, it's gotten to the point, what does it benefit a person to be a U.S. citizen anymore if a non-citizen can get all these different benefits and maybe in some cases more than what a U.S. citizen gets?
Well, I know you've asked that question repeatedly. I think the only benefit a U.S. citizen gets right now is if they happen to be Chuck Whitaker and they're part of the Chuck Whitaker Barter Network.
They're not in the IBF yet.
You have to be in the IBF and have access to his barter network in order to get the kind of benefits and deals and trade.